on the penalty on the other side, that is from the government to them, if the government were to repeal the SSZ legislation. That is difficult for me today to tell you a number, because there's a formula for calculating that. So if we were to repeal it 2 months after this agreement were passed into law and the zone came into effect, they may not have spent very much in terms of CapEx, capital expenditure. They may not have spent very much in terms of anything else. And so we're really only talking about the cost of the land at that point. If, however, we repeal it after 20 years, when, of course, you have a fully developed, then clearly you can see that the cost would be exponentially greater if a government in 20 or 25 years were to decide at that point that they do not want these people here and they want to get rid of them.